Hello, this is Courtney Miller, your host of this show, URL. That was the intro that we're going to stick with today. And what we're also sticking with today is our very, very special guest who I adore very much, Ashby Lawrence.
Sure.
That's your last name?
It is.
Oh my God, I was like, wait, why did I forget it just now?
Yeah, I love improv.
Ashby, everyone. TikTok extraordinaire. Today, URL stands for Unparalleled Rendition of the Lorax.
Oh, brilliant. That's I love that.
Yes, welcome.
Wow, thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
No, I'm excited to get you in this explosive time of your life.
And I love it.
And this episode's coming out months later. So hopefully
who knows what'll happen?
Who knows? You know, maybe we'll both be gone.
Fingies crossed.
Okay, so Ashby's done a lot of amazing things in this short, amazing, explosive year of 2025.
Sure.
Including viral renditions of Hamilton.
Mm.
We've got The Lorax.
The Lorax.
And my personal favorite, Megamind.
I liked him.
I liked him. Yeah, and I realized that some of these characters you had done and you hadn't seen the movies of these characters.
Naturally.
So it's a shame you didn't know that The Lorax is a horrible misogynist.
Is that so?
Yeah, you didn't see...
Oh, no.
No,
I did not know.
Okay, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, right. And I'm
right.
Canceled.
Thank you for that. No, he loves everybody and he loves the G's. You're great.
I love an ally.
I love that you did those and just dove in and did your own vibe, didn't even let anything
get in. I think it's funnier that way. I think there is comedy in stupidity, naturally. So I think just ride it.
Yes, just ride it, guys.
You quote me on that.
Ride that algorithm.
Yeah, ride it.
Okay, so you've been busy too lately. You've been doing a lot of stuff.
It's been crazy, and I'm so blessed for it. And obviously, when I started this journey, I was also working a full-time job, which
right.
I've since left.
Clip it, chat.
I'm unemployed.
She's now diving in to the
full-time.
The internet rodeo. She's riding
I'm right here.
She's riding it.
So, yeah. That was busy in its own way, and now this is busy in a whole nother way.
Yeah, I have so much I want to talk to you about today. Like, you're kind of the new girl on the internet, at least while we're recording this, and we got to get to know you. And this also is coming out on New Year's Eve, so I want to hear your New Year's resolutions, all these other silly things. We have a game for you.
Mm.
But I think it's time for the world to really just crack open that Ashby egg.
Crack me, girl.
What else have you been up to? Crack me.
No, that's okay. You don't have to go back to that
one. We're moving on. What else have you been up to? Like, I feel like this is nothing compared to where you've been at. Like you did a Disney red carpet.
I've been invited to things for the first time in my life. I'm not even kidding. Ben, my boyfriend. First invites ever, right?
We had no friends before this.
It's actually ridiculous. First wedding invites I've gotten from strangers. Yeah, first invites to parties.
Oh, little parties.
I know.
She's in Hollywood.
So you really just have to like fake it. You know, like you've been to a party before.
Oh, that's funny.
You know,
like, oh, yes, I go to these all the time.
I don't know what to do.
So I obviously want to hear about your inspirations of getting into the silliness on TikTok and stuff. What was it that like made you want to start posting?
I mean, I've been posting for the past like 6 years.
Right.
But it really is just because I thought it was funny for my own self. And I had a couple people from high school being like, you're so funny. So that's why I would do it. But I never expected it to like actually be a thing.
No, you know? I had creators that specifically I was like, oh, that makes me officially like wanna do that.
Yeah.
Who are you watching online? Who are you watching now? Who inspired you to start?
Gosh, I mean I grew up with YouTube. So it was a lot of that, a lot of Smosh. Obviously.
See, I can't even like we were talking the other day because Ashby's been doing other Smosh content and my brain cannot comprehend that you were watching like the Smosh Squad.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like
no, big time. Because that was like my SNL. It's still my SNL.
What?
It's like it's better than SNL.
What? No.
No, totally.
That's crazy.
Lauren Michaels snipes me. Anyway. no, but like that type of long form content was like so fun for me. And then I would also like started watching like Jacksepticeye before the PewDiePie thing blew up.
Hell yeah.
And like mixing comedy with other formats was always so cool to me. And then when short form started with like TikTok and stuff like that, then I was like, oh, that's really scary, but also cool that you can be funny in 30 seconds. If you can. But so yeah, I wanted to explore that. And then again, mixing the two of like being funny while also doing something else, like physical comedy or, you know, dressing up. was a big appeal.
We love dressing up.
We love dressing up.
Is there your favorite costume that you put on that, like, you like wearing the most? Because I know Lorax is... Also, are you putting slides in the feet of this morph suit to make the feet?
I'm a size 22. could you imagine? No, there's no costume that's comfortable. They're all so... And do you know what's so funny? I feel so heard and seen because this past Halloween, everyone dressed up as the Lorax.
There were so many.
I don't know how you do it. I'm like, me either, girl. It's so hot. It's so gross. I've washed it once.
Oh.
Maybe. I might just be saying that.
The Lorax setting on the dryer must be, yeah.
It's so gross. and then like Megamind, it's a full basketball on my head that I cut a hole in. It's so heavy.
You cut a hole in a basketball?
Yeah. I went through like 4 basketballs because I kept underestimating how big my dome was. No, they're not comfortable, but I would say the most fun I've had was with Bobinski because he's so physical and I'm not that physically talented, so.
As soon as you popped off, which was crazy.
Crazy.
Where were you when you like saw this happening?
I was so sick. Like that, I say it's a fever dream because I actually had like 103 degree fever. I was so ill, which also may have played into why I did that. And in the original like Hamilton video, I have like 10 drafts of it. I'm like sweating profusely.
Really?
So I chose the one where I was like not as sweaty. but I
was
look
decider.
Sick. Like if you look at, I look ill. So I was in bed and I had sent it to Ben. And he was like, that's really good. Like, I think that's going to do well. And so we just slept on it. And then woke up the next morning and it had like 1 million or 2 million,
whoa,
which is big for, you know, an overnight thing.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going.
Holy shit. And then you quickly were like, I need to do something different.
Yes. Originally, I had like 2 videos in the past 6 years that got like 1 million. One was like us walking around the mall in a big coat and the other one was like a Minecraft thing.
Okay.
And so I was like,
okay, gamer.
Okay, gamer. so I was like, this is going to last all of 2 days. And then it kept going. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do more Hamilton stuff. So I would do it to other songs and people loved it. And each one was doing like 5 million, 8 million
whoa
views. And I was like, that's different. Like, that's not just like a viral video. And then people kept asking like, oh, do this song. We want the whole musical, do this, that, and the other. And I was like, they're loving it so much that I know they're going to hate it. And so I was like, I want to switch it up and I want people to get to know me outside of that. And so I quickly like asked my dad for his suit and I did Pitbull with like Saran wrap, like ball cap.
That was creative, most strange way to see a ball cap.
That's honestly probably one of the most fun characters I've done.
Really?
Also funny because it's like a real ass man. but yeah, and then all the while I was testing out doing lives and
yeah,
they were over my lunch break and sometimes bleeding into after my lunch break.
Oh.
But I'm not employed anymore, so I can say that.
She quit.
I get a cease and desist for some reason.
even though you're long off.
They're like, but yeah, so I was like testing out doing lives. And that's really scary when you have a small social life. Like I had friends from, you know, high school that followed me on TikTok and they're seeing a notification be like, Ashby's live and it's me in a goatee in my bedroom. Like that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I get that.
But like 2 days before I saw that post where it's like, do the embarrassing thing, you know, who knows what'll happen. And here we
who
are.
Knows what happened?
Who knows?
I relate. I was doing vines on my lunch break when I was working at a pharmacy and would just be in my car. And like the versions of viral on Vine were 19,000 likes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the big thing.
I wasn't allowed on Vine.
You weren't allowed?
No. I wasn't allowed to do many things.
well, you were very young.
I was very
young.
You're
the age of my youngest brother, by the way. I cannot believe. Oh,
I love being young.
Yes.
no, and I do love it, but I remember I went because I like it was my iPod Touch or something, and my mom didn't let me have iFunny. That was a big one.
iFunny. I recently learned about this. Arashi's
which makes sense.
iFunny.
It makes sense because like there were some jokes on there that like I should not be reading.
Of course.
And then Vine was another one, so I would look up Vine compilations on YouTube and like secondhand get Vine content.
Yes.
And then I had Snapchat before I had Vine, and
right.
so I want to find these videos so bad. I wanted Vine to the point where I would make Vines on Snapchat, but the stories only lasted like 10 seconds at the time. So I would have to like cut it off, freeze, and then start right back to where I was to like make a Vine video. It was pathetic.
I bet those are still there.
I'm
bet,
sure.
Because I don't do Snapchat, but I know that if you're able to get back into it, you can find, they have Snap memories.
Oh yeah, no, they're disgusting. I get them, it's like 9 years ago today. I'm like, 9. Gross.
What's it? I know what that's like though. Posting into the void. Like, yeah. I remember being like, all I wanted was fucking 9 likes. Yeah. On Vine.
Oh my gosh. When I first started posting, Ben and I started posting at the same time, and all my videos were doing 40 views. And like maybe 42. And I was like, amazing. God.
So that number, that's so funny that that's the number that's
it was
like
40 and 42. And I was like, something's wrong. Like, I'm the funniest bitch I know. Like, something is wrong. And then Ben made this dumbass video that wasn't funny. And it got like 30,000 views. And he doesn't let me forget this. I was so unsupportive. I was like, it's not even that funny. I don't know why they like it. I was like so mad and bitter and honestly rude. So sorry. But that he was like blowing up in that one video. And then when I had my first viral video, like 2 years later, he was like, really? I was like, no, this is different.
He's like, it's not even that funny.
So I was so, so jealous. But yeah, it's weird to post for nothing.
Yeah.
But there is something to be enjoyed about.
Yeah.
You know, no pressure.
And it sounds like you weren't entirely alone. Like, it's cool that you guys had each other and were both kind of doing your own thing. Almost sounds like it was a competition for you guys.
Oh, 100%. And I win.
And you win.
And I win.
But he's here. He's reaping the benefits.
Exactly. He's here.
Okay, so we were talking about how you knew that you wanted to do other things that were different to showcase other parts of you. Is there anything, career-wise, anything in your life that if you could keep doing that, only that thing, and maintain the life you want, what would it be?
Whoa.
You know, like slime videos. Or like
yeah, that's
being
it.
A lawyer.
You guessed it. Yeah. You guessed it. Slime lawyer. big market for that. So I grew up doing musical theater, and that was the thing. I was doing like 3 days a week, and then on the weekend I had a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. intensive training thing that I would do.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was insane.
Were you just like singing and going?
It was like tap,
and
contemporary
walk.
Vocals,
holy
ballet,
shit.
Acting. It was like a whole thing. And then, you know, after high school, I would metro into D.C. and do professional theater there. I played like a dead body a couple times on Investigation Discovery.
I love that.
Yeah, it was fun. It's kind of cool being dead.
I love this era that theater kids are getting to like have their time online.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know.
Because Angela wasn't online, but she was a total theater kid, actor person, training, went to acting school. And it's like the internet wants you guys.
We're like just sleeper cells. We're just like, once we're in, we're showing ourselves.
Truly. And you've been like training. It's like, oh, and now you can do anything.
And that's the thing. Like, I love that. And like the beginning was so much fun because, you know, I was just kind of the Lorax for a while, and then people saw like, oh, she's doing a time step, and then, you know, she can sing and act and dance and stuff like that. So that's been really fun. So I would say performing, because I've been, that's what I wanted to do, and I had to give that up for college. So, you know,
doing
the whole career route.
School. And now the career route.
And now I'm not using my degree, which is so funny to me.
Yeah, wait, what's your degree in officially?
Graphic design.
Whoa. So you can like doodle on the computer.
Like kind of. I actually like wasn't that good. Ben says I'm good at a lot of things, but Ben is usually wrong. you can quote me on that. But, you know, I was a production artist in comic books for 2.5 years.
Wow, that's dope.
So I was working on, like, The Walking Dead, Invincible, like, really cool stuff. So it was weird being successful in something that, you know, a lot of people would have died to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't feel the love like I did with performing. So the fact that this opened that door back up and I can like use those skills that I actually wanted to use is like,
damn right.
Incredible.
You sound like you've got a lot of skills on your utility belt though.
I guess so.
It's pretty dope.
It's cool to use them. Cause again, it's like, and the theater kids will know this, like, when are you gonna use a time step outside of that? Like, that's not an applicable skill in life, you know? So the fact that now I have a place to use those silly little things.
So aside from when you're posting stuff, do you think you're an online person? Like, what's your relationship with social media?
I used to be. I was, like, doing crazy hours. Like, crazy. I was, like, an Olympic viewer.
Olympic viewer, yeah.
I have a medal. But, you know, once it becomes kind of like a job, you get on for, like, market trend research and then you get off. It's less enjoyable in that sense, but it's also saved me from like doom scrolling because I have like an aversion to it now. Especially because it's all me. Like, I'm literally, my whole For You page
Your
is
algorithm.
Smosh compilations. I'm not even kidding. And then a Shane thirst trap.
Okay,
and then edits of me. And I'm like, get me out of here.
Oh my God. And pretty soon, once your stuff with us comes out, it's gonna be a blend of all of those.
I know,
in one.
I know.
Okay. I get the edits of me. I get the edits of Smosh and I am watching them. But also it's because it's like I like trying to understand how others perceive me. You know what I mean?
That's all it is.
It's such a weird, unrelatable thing to be getting served content that someone else made of you, not even in thinking that you would see it.
It doesn't feel like you're watching YouTube. Like it feels like I'm watching like a different universe of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, no way, that's me.
Truly.
Especially having it happen so fast. I'm like, oh no, there's no way someone's like in their bedroom making an edit of Ben and I's relationship, you know?
I know.
And that's, it's so cool, but it is very dystopian to be like, that's you, girl.
That's you. And I saved it.
I'm like, oh, this bitch again. Yeah. I'm like, that's you, girl. That's actually you.
That's so real. Okay. So how much are you scrolling for purely strategy and your own creative stuff? Mm-hmm. And how much are you trying to scroll a little bit for fun? Is that even a thing?
I mean, yeah, I still doom scroll. I would say I'll maybe sit on it for like, sit on it. Like I'll probably scroll for like 30 minutes. And if I see the same sound being used, I'll be like, okay, that must be kind of a trending thing. My biggest fear, which is so funny, because Ben and I were going to delete TikTok 2 days before the Hamilton thing.
Whoa.
We were like, we're going to be new people. And obviously that didn't end up happening, but.
New people? Yeah. We're going to be new people. What are you going to be? What
new people. Hello? New people. Anyway, gonna,
like,
you get it.
A new identity? Like,
new people. New people. Me when I'm new people. but my biggest fear when we were like deciding to do that was I'm going to like cease to exist in society. Because like you'll go to an event or a dinner with friends and they'll say a reference and everyone goes, and you laugh too because you get it. But what if maybe I'm not online that week or if I leave TikTok, I won't laugh because I won't know what the hell you're saying. And they're so niche too. Like they're crazy. Like I wouldn't know what 6-7 meant without, I wish I didn't know what 6-7 meant.
No, I know.
But it's like brain rot that you wouldn't know if you didn't have TikTok. So
do you feel like you have to? Do you have a, like, do you feel like that's a pull? You're like, oh, God, I gotta see.
Especially because, like, my audience is, the demographic is so wide. Like, I have 10-year-olds that aren't allowed to be on TikTok. And then I have, like, 60-year-olds. Like, I had a 60-year-old man come up to me and be like, I love your stuff.
He's like, I'm the Lorax. I love your addition.
I'm like, pack it up, Grandpa. Get in the basement. Very pro old people should be in basements.
I love that.
Thank you. Hot take. And, but so I have to like cater to the younger audience too, because I'm 24 and I turned 25 on the 22nd. And that is my biggest fear, is not being relevant to my own people anymore. Cause I'm young.
You are young.
You hesitated.
I was like, why are you? You've been saying you've been young for the last 10 minutes.
It's my own fear. But yeah, so I have to like know all the brain rot.
You're young.
Yeah.
You have so much internet ahead of you. So much brain rot to download.
That makes me want to fall asleep forever.
God damn. I know, because on Try Not to Laugh, I did like a stupid. When you do a trend that's trending and then you do it on Try Not to Laugh and that Try Not to Laugh comes out 2 months later. So I was doing the little child that goes, wah-eh, and is like pointing at food. And I was like, I hate myself.
No, it was good. I wanted to laugh, but I also wanted to win.
No, and I love that. I see Try Not to Laugh. There's like, it's kind of conspiracy mode of like, we all are laughing. It's very rare when people don't laugh.
Yeah.
And it's like people pleaser kicks in where you're like, I want to laugh.
I know.
But the audience wants to see the fails. And if you like fail well, it's like so many improv, like comedy sports. Yeah. Where it's like failing is fun. And
it's
stuff.
So fun.
But yeah, you've been killing it. You've been killing it. Yeah. Those TikTok trends are exhausting.
Oh, 100%.
The phrases and all the things.
And then I was the trend for a while there. And so that helps, because I'm like, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, when you came onto our Try Not to Laugh, we had asked for our art department to try and get some Lorax costumes, and you simply couldn't get your hands on one.
And you know what's crazier is that Ben and I were in New York this past weekend, and I choked on a beef stick.
So that's so funny.
And that's related. What we were saying. I love how that's related.
That's so really
and
cool.
And I went to the ER, and my doctor was dressed as the Lorax, because it was Halloween.
What?
And he like wasn't looking at me, so he like kind of rolled his little laptop in and dressed as the Lorax with a full stash and everything. I'm like, I don't know if you're qualified. and he was like fully on his laptop, and I was like, oh, I love your costume. And he was like, thanks so much. I can't get you can't find the actual thing anywhere. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. I started that trend. And he looked up and he goes, oh my God, Ashby.
Holy like, shit.
That has to like That has to be against some doctor code. Like, if you're a fan.
And maybe if you're a therapist, but if you're a doctor, he's like, I cannot stitch you
up
anymore.
I cannot do this. I love her too much.
I'm going to give her all the drugs on accident yes. because I'm such a fan.
No, I had to pay $100 copay. It was really upsetting. Yeah.
For choking on a beef stick.
Like, what are you doing? Very embarrassing.
I can't even imagine yeah. how that happens. Oh. And so your birthday is on November 22nd?
Ben and I's birthday. We have the same birthday.
What the hell? Okay, birthday. So you guys have the
a
same.
A year apart, though.
A year apart. Oh, okay.
I'm 2000.
Okay.
He's the 1900s. Could you imagine being born in the 1900s? I couldn't.
Literally all of us in here, so yeah. you just alienated everyone.
No, peace and love, but you know.
I definitely relate to scrolling. That's kind of how it starts, right? You start, mm-hmm. you're scrolling because you want to see what's going on yeah. and what to pay attention to. And then it kind of becomes something else.
Yeah.
And like, I can't even imagine what that is even going to be like 10 years from now.
No.
Like, am I going to just like blink and then there's a screen in my eyes and I'm just like brrr, downloading. So,
what was scary was when they added the like the speed up feature. I'm like, is this short form content not short enough for us? Like
oh,
now
yeah.
I have to like fast forward a 15 second video. Disgusting. Yes. It's definitely changing our brains.
I'm not a 2x speed or 1.25 speed girly. I've tried it and I'm like, this is interesting. And then when I let go, then the real life feels really slow.
Yeah.
And I just like, I have a lot of friends who like, that's how they watch all their content on YouTube.
See, I can't. The YouTube thing's crazy.
Yeah.
Ben will be in the bathroom and all I hear is like, I'm like, gosh, what are you doing?
No, and like when it's comedy is all about timing. See, I know you know.
I'm a comedian now.
Funny. It's
girl.
All about comedic timing.
Yeah.
Like, even dogs have comedic timing.
Sure.
Like, timing is everything. So for speeding up and stuff like that, let's talk about dogs and comedic timing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely not.
Dogs have.
How could I?
Do you know what a boxer, like, you know, those boxer dogs, there's a few dog breeds that actually, in their genetics, have a sense of humor. Did you
know
that?
Surely that's impossible.
No, it is true. Where there are a few breeds of dogs that they can tell when the human thinks something is funny and they will keep doing that thing.
Is your source dog.com?
It's iFunny. No, no, I've looked this up multiple times to show people because there, and it's a few breeds. There's boxers.
How could
huskies,
they test this, I wonder? They like do stand up in front of
behavior.
Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, no, yeah, it was pretty good.
You'll see videos where a boxer will like do a thing and then the kid is laughing and the dog will like pause. It's always like that tension, that comedic tension.
Wow.
And he goes back and does it again.
I have a lot to learn from dogs.
Should we watch a few videos about
a few
dogs'
videos.
Comedic timing?
Boxer stand up. That's like
I
the
swear.
Same statistic of like goldfish having a 3 second memory. I'm like, how'd you test that? How do you test that?
They watch them.
Do just, what? Gonna,
that's science. Science is watching shit.
Right. No, correct. And we believe science here. However,
maybe it's one of those things where I developed a thesis.
I fear you've had a dream.
No.
And it's bled into maybe what you thought was real.
If I could dream about funny dogs, I would never wake up.
That is true. That's a good point.
Anyways, comedic timing is everything.
Everything.
And I just feel like how we consume content, how much more could it change? Like,
you say that, but...
Is
10 years ago, this was not like, a thing.
Am I going to have projector Tupac doing stand-up in my living room? You
I
know what I mean?
I love that for you.
Like hologram Dane Cook. I am
sure.
dating my family.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Don't worry about him. He's fine. We should put him away.
Guys.
With the internet and how we consume things, the lines are getting a lot more and more blurred mm-hmm. between generations. Like for me, when I was a little preteen, there was the awkward stage of having to figure shit out. Now,
yeah.
younger generations have access to all these things so they can already come to school with a perfect beat
yeah.
somehow
yeah.
And the best hair I've ever seen.
Of course.
Stuff like that has me thinking of like, what will people like my age be like when we are the old generation?
I think it's changed. I would have had a good answer, but then AI came out
mm-hmm.
and it's like, I'm screwed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll fully laugh at videos that are not real
I'll
send them to my family. I'll send them to my coworkers and they're like, uh-oh, that's not existent. And I'm like, oh no. So
they get you sometimes?
Oh, 100%. I'm sure they've gotten you and you haven't clocked it.
Probably. I feel like I'm really trying to sniff that shit out.
Yeah. And that, like, at the last, like, year of my job, that was a huge problem where people were sending in comic book covers that were fully AI.
Mm.
That, like, we'd commission artists. So, like,
I've
I'm good
that.
At spotting it and I still get tricked. So I feel like that's gone out the window. I think we're all screwed in that regard. But I feel like the lines are blurring where, like, there isn't going to be such a stark generational gap between like, mm-hmm. you know, our parents and grandparents.
No, that's so real because I feel like my dad cannot relate to me or my younger brother's life at all. But I feel like I can relate a lot to like seeing like my nieces and nephews and like the online that they're experiencing. Yeah. It's just that I'm more aware of what they're consuming.
And I also think like they're meeting us way too soon. Like there's no tween media, by the way. Like, there's no tween show or like we had, like, Hannah Montana or Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and stuff like
that.
They
don't have any of that.
They don't have that. They go straight to, like, you know, whatever I'm
Sabrina
watching.
Sabrina Carpenter looks like a little Polly Pocket, but she's not.
She's not.
A horny, grown woman.
Don't let her trick you.
And children are not, she's not expecting children to show up at her shows.
I know.
She's a sexy witch.
Yes.
And
exactly.
We don't, you're so right. Like, we don't have... People aren't making things for kids as much unless it's just farming views.
We even had, like, Degrassi. That was, like, a really weird in-between where it was, like, you're not old enough to, like, watch, like, Euphoria, but there was, you know, a little bra
action.
Was
that year? Bra action.
I wasn't allowed to watch Degrassi.
What was the thing that you would secretly be able to watch that you were clearly too young for? Like, for me, I would lug my brother's TV into my room in the night and plug in the cable cord, and I would watch Robot Chicken.
Insane. my family had the Wi-Fi thing.
The Wi-Fi.
Like, you guys know, like the circle or the dial-up? Disney, like, thing. No, it was like a Wi-Fi blocker where it would shut down the Wi-Fi at like 10 p.m. So when Ben and I were like flirting when I was like 15, he later told me he thought I was lying. Like, I just wanted to stop talking. My Wi-Fi's going to turn off. And he's like, that's not how that works. But it was like fully shut down the whole house. And I had to dock my phone. So like, I couldn't have my phone or like my DS or anything in my room. It had to be downstairs in the kitchen.
Kind of good on your family a little bit.
It was so slay. I mean, I would go in like the middle school bathroom and use someone's iPhone to like log into iFunny and stuff like that. But I'd find a way
to go into the bathroom and log into
my
someone
rebel
else's
face
phone to get on that iFunny.
Like, oh, that's good. Like, what was I doing? But I would watch live leak videos.
Oh my God. So you're on the dark web?
Basically.
You're just up in the locker room on
that
the dark
like their
web.
Facebook. Yeah. It
Come
was
on,
bad.
Girls, let's go put on mascara and look at the dark web.
It's really bad.
My God.
I think a lot. I mean, there's like a morbid curiosity there. But I would also scare myself shitless.
Yeah.
I would like, obviously. But I remember semi-related, there was this one YouTube video when like YouTube was kind of the Wild West before like,
yes.
you know, they would, you know,
you
take
get
stuff
away
down.
With, yeah.
And there was a very scary video. I won't say what it is. Well, it was a guy.
Oh my God.
But I told my mom and I showed her the video because it spooked me. And like, it was just on YouTube. It was just this worst, terrible video. And my mom was like, let me email his mom real quick. And then came back. She didn't email him. And she came back. She's like, I asked his mom and she said it was fake. And I was like, oh, okay.
Aw, to make you feel better.
But that would have to happen a lot because I would just stumble across these terrible videos online on like my iPod and—
Oh my God, sorry, I spilled water all over myself in shock.
You're like,
blotting my drooling
like,
as you're talking about it.
I know.
Wow, you must have had a good relationship with your mom, huh? To like come to her with that stuff and for her to
and
have
a therapist,
that good relationship.
And a therapist.
You had a therapist when you were young?
Day one.
Really?
I came out and they handed me to my therapist.
You came out?
My therapist delivered me.
Wow.
Let's get started.
That's awesome. Okay, no wonder you have such a good head on your shoulders, Ashby.
Thank you.
Because when we were talking, when you were over at our studio, we were talking about all just like,
all our
you're
stuff.
Entering this world where like, we've seen it with a lot of creators when they, or any artist, anybody is like, mm-hmm. when they explode, how the world kind of will want to hop on, you know, and like you've just have from what we've talked about, you really have a great gut and a great instinct and you seem like you're on a really great track.
Thank you. It's and, like it's there's a lot of pressure there, but I think the easiest thing is to, this is gonna sound stupid, like be yourself. Because I'm so lazy. Like so many people will come up to me and compliment me. They're like, oh my God, you're so authentic. I'm like, I actually am just so lazy. Like I couldn't think about trying anything different. But thank you. There's a lot that I'm kind of, whenever I'm online and I see a big creator be the worst person, I'm like, oh my God, that's so easy not to do. And you're doing it. And then you're shocked at the reaction because you're a bad person. So I'm glad that I have that perspective because it's so much easier to just be like nice and kind. And
no, I relate to that too. Like I'm like not a perfect person, but I'm very grateful to have like the awareness.
Yeah.
That's big on awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, speaking of being genuine and like going into this because you just thought things were silly to you and you just wanted to have a funny, silly, goofy time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are your thoughts on like people who are getting online who it's like the intention of it all is I want to be famous?
I feel like you're always going to be disappointed with that. Because, and people can tell, like people can tell the intention behind a video and behind a live. Like there was one live I did where I wasn't feeling the character and I wasn't like feeling super funny that day. And I got so many DMs being like, I know you didn't love it tonight, but you did great. I know you thought this was bad. I'm like, oh, okay. That makes me want to sleep forever, like I was saying. But it's, people can tell. People can read it. So if your intention is to, you know, try hard and get famous and stuff, I feel like it'll come off a little more like unauthentic, and people crave authenticity now. Like they just want to see themselves in people, because I think it's, for so long we've been trapped in this like weird era. And there's nothing wrong with this type of content, but like Day in My Life and, you know, their Birkin bag and then they go shopping at Louis Vuitton and it's this stuff. Or like Stay at Home Mom with their like 8 kids and they're able to do everything they wanted that day and they look amazing the whole time. That's cool, but it's unrelatable for a lot of people. And the majority of people aren't going to relate to that. I think people just want to see themselves in something that they can replicate. Like a lot of my audience, I see doing what I'm doing and it's given them confidence, which is just the whole reason why I want to keep doing this, but it's because it's attainable. It's not something that they need to work hard for. They like found something in their closet and they're being funny. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
No, that's so real. I think when people think of the, I want to be famous, so I'm going to do this thing. Like people who just are like, I want to be successful. And that word can mean so many things.
Yeah.
And to that, to some people being famous equals being successful, but it's like, I think asking yourself, like, why is it that you want that?
Yeah.
And what do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like you've had this awesome, like, advantage, too, of, like, you've seen, like, at this era in the internet, which is, what, season 50 million, because the internet's been so around, like, you've gotten to see other creators, like, make mistakes and, like, learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I was, like, watching that happen actively, like, around me as I was already in it, which is, like, scary and weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like
there's a lot to learn, and I'm really grateful that I grew up online because there were so many examples of people doing you know, the wrong thing. And I'm such an avid viewer, so I know how I'm going to be perceived to some extent. Sometimes I'm shocked, you know, people are like, oh, she's 6'5". And I'm like, what? Where'd you get that? I'm like, that's just not,
6'5".
Never said that. That was actually like a rumor.
What?
I took a photo with this like 4'2" girl and it was like the first photo that surfaced and everyone's like, she's so tall. And they were mad at me for it. They're like, what? No. Like, oh.
Not if we wanted you to be our other Polly Pocket.
I know,
queen.
I'm fully 5'4".
The internet's getting a lot more meta, too, with, like, being self-aware in that way. And I also love that, like, you're kind of self-aware breaking the fourth wall in your life. And you're like, send me money.
Which I think is, like, because, yeah, send me money. Like, and it's not, like, a bit. Like, actually send me money. But if you're authentic about it, and I feel like there is some shock there if you say what people tried to say without saying it.
Yeah,
you know?
Or like what that entire platform is built off of is to make money off
like,
of those people.
I hate the like the live streams or the videos where they're like, I have this course that you can buy, or I'm going to tell you the secret, or, you know, I'll do backflip for a galaxy or something. I'm like, just ask them to send you money. And they probably will, because it's funny. It's a bit. And if I ask editors to edit a free video of me and, you know, put it out there, they do it because I said it. And I think it has to be done in a very self-aware, kind of ironic way, or else you sound like a bad person.
Yeah. I also think you're not just doing nothing. Because there are streamers who are just sitting on their butt.
No, I'll bust down for it.
Sure. Yeah, you're performing.
And I will twerk.
You're, you have.
Something about me and I will twerk. Yes, it's true.
No, it's true. I think it makes so much more sense at this day and age how, like, money is such the primary focus. It is everything that, like, just being honest.
Yeah, and
being
I also,
genuine.
Like, my thing going into it, because, again, it was really just me being like, oh, my gosh, this might be something. Ben being like, yeah, I agree. And we were just trying to strategize the whole time off of, like, what have we seen happen before? How could we go about this differently? And a big part of it was not wanting to insult the audience's intelligence. Like, that, they're not dumb. Like, I know when I'm trying to be sold something and I'll swipe away. Or if someone, you know, is trying to sell me a course or this, like, weight loss pill. I'm like, you think I'm stupid and you're trying to like put a energy drink in the background. Like I'm going to, you know, it's going to influence me. Just say it. Like, just say you're being paid for something. And by the time this episode's come out, I will have released a couple brand deals that I did. And in it, at the very end, I do like a jump cut and it says Ashby got bag. Like I wanted to be like, I got paid for this.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's just fun. I want everything I do to be very transparent because my followers are not stupid. They're in fact very smart. And I think that's why this has worked so well is because I'm not like panhandling. I'm just kind of like very outright begging. And if you don't do it, I'm not mad at you. And again, there's a tasteful way to do that. I think sometimes people walk a fine line of like, it just comes off like aggressive.
Yeah.
But I think it's been really cool, especially because my audience is like a ton of theater kids. Like they get that type of humor. Mm-hmm. And it works really well.
Well, hell yeah. Congrats on getting a bag. And like just hearing that you're going to have some fun collabs coming up. Like, I also think we're in a day and age where when you are genuine online and you have a good community and connection with your audience, like they're always so supportive.
Yeah.
Like, I've
been
so grateful that my followers, like when I get a cool collab with a brand that I'm actually a fan of, they're like, yes, Courtney, get it. And I'm like, we did it.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like this whole thing is shared. Like I didn't do the main part of this because if it wasn't for the audience, I would still be in my room dressing up and looking stupid. You know, if it wasn't for the original poster of that original Hamilton trend, I wouldn't be here. Like that one, if I didn't get sick that day, I wouldn't be here. And so everything has kind of butterfly affected to lead me here. And obviously I have sleepless nights. I lost 6 pounds the first 2 weeks, 2 weeks. My anxiety was so bad. Like I put in work, but it's because the people keep showing up and they keep supporting me. And it's so shared that whenever I do succeed and like I go to the Hamilton premiere, it really is like everyone is there with me. Cause that's the truth of it. Anyone that's like, oh, I did this myself. I'm like, you didn't.
Yeah. And I think it's like, you do not do the bare minimum when you go and do these things ever. Like, and I think, cause when I say when I was first, what did I say? When I say
work,
when I first started like getting like collaborations on social media, I was like, oh, all I have to do is like post a selfie with the thing. And I did the work and I realized like, oh, that's kind of the bare minimum. And this is kind of shitty. Like, and you can find fun ways to like make it fun and interesting for your audience. And
And that's the thing too, like a big part, my first interview was like the second week of this all happening. And it was with SiriusXM. And my main point was that I wanted to like put it on record to hold me accountable too. So people could like, if I ever go away from this, they could like send me the clip of me saying this. I never want it to be about money. And it's not to say that money isn't everything to me right now in my life and what I eat and my rent and, you know, bills. But I don't want it to be a driving factor because then it shows, you know, it shows with the type of content you put out or the kind of brand deal you do, or the kind of clothes you wear. Like it
literally, I've always said that.
And it's like, if you make it a priority, it'll become a priority and people will see that. Especially in the industry, it's so easy to do it really poorly and to get paid for it. So I want everything I do to only be driven by, could this make people laugh? Is this representative of me and my morals and what I stand for, and then to go from there.
Dude, I love to hear this from you. Like, as someone who's been doing this for 10 years now, more than that, if you include before Smosh, I know. I have really excited for you. And don't forget who you are. Don't forget yourself. I know I'm like nothing compared to like the A-list celebrities you're going to be working with.
Shut up. This is my big break because like before, years ago, I applied to be a graphic designer for Smosh twice.
What?
And I was denied.
What?
So that's why I just stand up. I've like infiltrated your books.
You like tie me up. I'm like, no.
I have my resume. This was a whole ploy. Yeah, and I didn't get hired, but that's okay because I actually wasn't that good anyway, and I'm better at this.
What? So, what year?
I think 2022. I actually found anytime I look up the emails, like, what was my call time? I see the thank you so much for your application. It's not the right time. So I'm like, PTSD.
My God.
I know.
Ashley, this is crazy.
It's really bad. I think I've like DM'd the account to him like, hey, I just sent in my application. Which is so funny too, because I'm going to kind of spill the tea on this. Like years ago when I applied, they sent me to the next round. Okay. But it was like a Google form. And they're like, the next round is like a personality thing. I was like, oh, I have this in the bag. I'm like, so fun. And it was like, what's your favorite color? Like, what do you like to do in your free time? And I didn't make it past that round. And I was like, oh, okay, it's me.
And they said, she has bad
taste. It's me as a person.
No! Ashby, that's crazy.
I'm glad to be here today.
I am so happy that this was the route.
So this is huge for me.
Yeah.
Because, and what's funny too is like, and I recently found an old Snapchat memory video that I made last year of me crying on my couch being like, okay, I know, literally. And I was saying how I have a good career in graphic design. I'm content in that. But it breaks my heart that I can't perform anymore. Because you can't. Like when you know, you grow up doing it and that's your career growing up and you leave it, everyone else that was doing it with you kept going and got really good. Now they have an agent, they do this stuff. And so it just wasn't attainable. And I was just sobbing. So it's like, that sucks that I, because I know I could have made it.
You thought you got off the train and couldn't get back on.
Because it is hard to get back on. And in it, I say like, I think I really could have done it if I kept going. And that was like, last year, like not even a year ago. All this to say, like it can happen again. And so it's very exciting that, you know, if I would have gotten the graphic design job at Smosh, I wouldn't have been content. No. I would have seen the talent and been like, oh, I could have done that, you know? So
yeah. And when you're in a full-time job, especially when it's a creative one like that, like that's creative energy getting burned up there. Like,
and you convince yourself, you're like, this is good.
This is it.
This is what I went to school for. This is good.
It's responsible that you did that.
Yeah.
That is, and so now, how do you feel now?
The only regret I've ever felt in my life was not continuing performing. And so this has genuinely just been like a dream. Like when people say, oh, it's a dream, it feels like it's not real. It's that good. Like I've had like disassociations where I'm like, I can't tell if this is actually happening. It's just the best thing that's ever happened to me, truly. It's so cool. And I'm so happy that Smosh was like the first thing that I can kind of like step into. Cause it's like, it's just everything I always thought I'd be good at, with people that I've always looked up to as like comedians and people. And I said, not to blow shit up your ass. I saw that clip of Angela. I was like,
nice.
Blow shit up your ass.
Angela reference, but
it's
nice.
But it's true. Like, it is just the best thing.
Oh my God. See, don't even do that to me right now. That is so cool. And that is so full circle.
It's
I can't
so
believe
cool.
you had that in your pocket this whole time.
I know. I have resentment, but it's fine. So full circle. I'm so happy.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you feel good too. Like, I think you shouldn't have any regrets. And like, obviously this isn't, when we were growing up, when we're like thinking about, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. You don't think that, we couldn't have thought that this is a route, you know?
Yeah. And like, oh, going, you know, because it's all butterfly effect. Like if I didn't do graphic design, I wouldn't have ended up here. Mm-hmm. So trusting that process, now nothing can upset me. Cause I'm like, if I get, you know, delayed on the 405, I'm like, something could come of that. So it's like, cause something came of like the most random
Very
thing.
True. I remember when I was auditioning for Smosh, I was posting on my Snap stories about it. And I actually don't think, I think I would have maybe gotten in trouble.
Is that allowed?
No,
yeah.
No, I think I would have gotten in trouble. 10 years later, is that okay? Statute of limitations. You can't fire me now.
Oh, work. Yes,
but
legal.
Yeah, I was like, I think I might get it. I was like, I auditioned. I had my callback today. And I have this Snap story memory where I'm like, and you know what? If I don't get it, like, that's okay.
Aww.
And I remember being in a place where I was ready to, because I was working at a pharmacy for a long time and then stopped. I was like doing some random internship. I kind of wanted to take the leap too, like you. Mm-hmm. But I was ready to become a pharmacy technician.
Isn't that crazy?
And then just like make content on the side if Smosh
didn't
happen.
Criminal justice. That was my first thing in college.
Wow.
Just like, the hell was I doing? Like, what?
Well, no, you were watching the black market videos.
That is true.
Of course you
that
wanted
is
to
so
be
so true. But like, what was I cooking up? Like,
you.
A funny cop? Please.
Funny cop.
It's actually the day they told, I wanted to be like a detective.
Detective.
Which apparently they don't actually exist. Like, they're fake.
Detectives are fake?
They're kind of fake. They're like, it's
they
more corporate. They're
else.
Not like the, oh, what happened here? You know,
I have
it's,
an
not
in-law
fun.
Who
it's not
is
cute.
That. And yeah, it's like a
he's
very
the French
odd,
one? Or the
no, he's not a French detective.
Oh.
If only.
He's like, éclue.
He's like, oh my goodness.
Éclue. But so it was when they told me I had to be a cop before that I was like, yeah, no.
Nah.
And so then I went to graphic design. But yeah, everything so happens for a
this
reason.
Is silly.
Just live life, girl.
Okay, Ashley, it's time to switch gears. Mm. The reason you're on this couch today is I am going to give you this intense survey.
Oh.
And at the end of it all, also accumulating all the information I've gathered thus far, I will then decide whether or not you are allowed online.
Oh.
What? Are you surprised?
No, just higher stakes than I thought.
Oh, yeah. No, this is, you thought the job interview for Smosh earlier was the tough one?
This is the second round.
This is it. This is your final, this is the vibe check with
Could
leadership.
Could you imagine this is how your hiring process was? It's like they bring you in, get to know you.
Put you on a podcast. on these cards are some very important questions that could decide your life.
I have to like man spread a little for this.
Whoa. Sorry. Okay. Establishing dominance.
Right. And I, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you feel?
Yeah. If I say you're not allowed online, that couch will spring you through the ceiling.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but somehow you'll come out of the roof and you're in your Lorax.
Yeah.
And
for then some you reason. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
We have a costume.
No, paint the picture.
Set up so that when you fly through the ceiling.
I go inside of it.
It's unzipped.
Oh, I see.
And you get in, and then you're, and then and you're then in the sky, and so your last like moment's a alive where it on like, this earth,
right?
You're in the Lorax, and you're looking down, and you're the Lorax, and you're like, "This is all."
What a way to go! I mean, that's how. Can you plan my funeral? That's yes, how I want to go.
I plan funerals.
Can you plan
I've
my
done
death?
A few
that's
of those.
How I want to go.
First question.
Yes.
Can we look at your screen time?
Yes, actually, let me see if I know how.
I
want to
see what
that.
Apps you're on the most, and me don't too. Tell me it's TikTok Studio.
I actually just found out about TikTok Studio. I didn't know that that was a thing.
And they now have it as an app because they're trying to copy YouTube. Yeah, everybody's I'm like, copying
I'm like,
everybody.
Back it up. What do you want to know?
Okay, what apps are you on the most?
Well, I should go to a week that I wasn't like traveling.
Oh, so okay. So what happened to the genuine Ashby that I...
Can I flub these? okay, last week's average. How many hours are in a week?
I don't know.
I fear I used all of them. No. 13 hours, 51 minutes on TikTok.
Whoa. In a week?
Yeah.
13 hours. That's about like 2 hours a day.
That's 13 hours of my life.
That is a lot.
That's a
like,
lot.
Like, where were you, you know?
On TikTok.
Like, imagine if you could replace all the hours you're on TikTok with like being at like the roller dome.
Yeah. Can I choose something different though? Cool. I'm so happy for you. I okay. won't be there.
What was second place?
Instagram was 10 hours and 31
10
minutes.
10 hours?
What do you do on Instagram for 10 hours?
Like, how many movies can you watch in that?
I was actually probably just refreshing my likes. I posted something. I'm like that, by the way. If you comment something mean about me, I do see it. The first, like, month, 2 months. I actually did this last week. Someone commented, like, a hate comment or, like, a misconception about me, and I'll fully DM them and be like, and have a full conversation because I don't want them to think that I'm a like.
You get in there.
I get in there, and I think I've turned like 4 minds.
You yeah. converted people.
I have
to the Ashby religion.
It's true,
and it's just people saying like, it's like that one person who was like, I just feel like there's a darkness in her.
Yeah, I haven't
like
gotten
that.
The dark energy one because I'm like, I'm a little ray of sunshine. But being like, oh, she was an industry plant. I'm like, all right, bitch. You know what?
Like, how does that even, what even is an industry plant? Do you think?
I would have loved to be an industry plant. Have a whole team behind you and like look cute day one.
Yeah, you think a team of suits is going to be like, let's put this bitch in an orange
let's
morph
have this
suit
girl
with
her,
slides at her toes.
I had multiple people like the first week that this happened. I got like, you know, busy with it all. They were like, her roots are way too grown out. I'm like, sorry, this just happened to me. I'm new here.
I'm sorry,
so,
I thought a Barbie makeover
so
sequence.
That's how you know I'm not an industry plant because my roots were 5 inches long. So yes, Instagram, 10 hours, 31 minutes. Chrome, 3 hours, 38
Chrome.
Minutes.
Chrome, green flag though.
Chrome. Okay. That's me looking up if a symptom I'm having is me dying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're the internet. You're
Which
the
by the way,
MD.
If you ever look up a symptom you're having and then say, like, is coughing deadly to women? It's always deadly to women.
Oh my God, not
It'll
to
always
women.
Say yes. Her heart palpitations, fatal. To women, always yes.
Oh God, and then what about to men? It's just like, nah, you're
no.
good. Rub some
no,
dirt in
you're
it.
Good. Some dirt in it. Yeah.
Okay. So you refresh for them likes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
I'm
you
obsessed.
Know, she's on there. She's on there.
I'm addicted.
Okay.
Save me.
Okay. Noted. Love that you're using Chrome though. It is a safer.
Yeah, it's a safe place.
Browsing app. Okay. What was the first internet video that stuck with you? And don't tell me it's someone getting decapitated.
It's that one. Oh, let me think of a better one. Oh, how animals eat their food.
Oh, that funny
one
video.
That one invented comedy, by the way. Nothing was funny before that. I thought that was the most creative, like, well-executed video I've ever seen in my entire life.
Agreed. I can't tell you, like, how many videos where it's just two guys sitting at a table. That's how it begins.
So fun. Also, the Rhett and Link shirt animation.
Yeah.
That was, like, I was like, there's magic in here.
Okay, I like these.
And that was before I knew editing existed. I was, like, so late to technology. Mm-hmm. I even told you, like, I didn't know how to download music on iTunes. Like, I didn't know that
yes.
was a thing. And which is so sad, because if you look up when Trumpets by Jason Derulo came out, it was, like, fully 2013 or 14. And I was, like, fully
yeah,
able
tell,
to
tell
download
them
music.
How you got your music.
So if I liked a song on the radio, I would in bed late at night, take my iPod and wait for it to come back onto the radio, and I would videotape it so I could listen to it at school. Like, probably high school too. I was like so behind.
Well, like, I feel like our parents wouldn't let us buy shit. Like, you couldn't have a ringtone or a song to save but your life.
When did trumpets come out? Can we fact check that? It's going to embarrass me. I was probably like 18. But it was, and like my dad would always only watch like black and white films.
2013.
And
so
2013, you were watching videos in your camera roll. You had an iPhone and you listened to music like that.
I was like, oh gosh, one day, one day they'll find a way to capture this song.
That's
really bad. Like my dad would watch black and white movies. And then I would like go to Disney Channel. I'm like, what is this cutting edge colored television?
You're literally Dorothy.
No, actually, I'm like, what is this? I'm fully like, it's 2018.
That's incredible. Okay, and what about the most recent video that stuck with you?
Those videos of like that old man in China that harvests silkworms. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Everyone
looks seen,
mad
I think
at me
I...
for some reason. You're like, don't be mad.
Never getting a graphic designer.
And, and they like harvest these silkworms and they play like this nice music and there's like a dog that runs around and then they like make a purse and it's like this 10-minute long
video.
They
make purse.
They make purse. It's like a 10-minute long. Sometimes they make like jewelry. Sometimes they're like harvesting clay. Who knows?
And you watch the whole thing?
Of course.
One time speed?
That's how I know how it's time for bed. It shows up and I'm like, it's time for bedtime.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, it was so funny. I posted for the first time, I posted a 13-minute video on TikTok. It was like a little makeup tutorial. I thought I was going to have to break it up, but TikTok let me post the whole 13-minute thing. And I was like, we'll see if it does well. Like, I don't know. And it did really well.
Oh, I saw that one.
And one of the top comments was like, suddenly I now know my attention span is
fixed.
Fine.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, wow, people actually be watching that stuff. But okay, so silkworms and dogs and purses.
I love like I want to know the. I actually tried to like find the genre so I could like put it in to the search bar, but it's like calming craft video, wood soup.
Wood soup. Oh, like the wood soup. ASMR.
You know what wood soup is?
I want to eat that shit so bad.
I want to eat a lot of things. I actually someone diagnosed me online, which is always a great sign. Well, they've diagnosed me with a couple things. And they're like, did you have to get pulled out of class to take a test? I'm like, yeah, what about it? It's true. People say that I have like pica. I know I don't have pica.
I've never heard of that.
I want to eat things that I shouldn't eat that are like inedible.
What?
Like
how about just being a free thinker?
Yeah,
how
what
about
the hell?
Having
everything
a
is
think.
Calories. By the way, everything is calories. Your shoe is calories.
Yeah, if you because everything you can burn and however long it takes to burn
it's calories.
Is like how you can measure calories.
So, hey, you know?
Yeah.
Drywall, chalk. I've tried it.
No. You've actually tried it?
Because My Strange Addiction was very influencing to me. And they would like drink bleach. And I'm like, And they made it look so good too. I'm like, stop gnawing on that bone, girl. It looks, they're like their husband's ashes. I'm like, give me a bite of that.
Oh my
it literally
God.
Looks so nummy. The girl that ate her couch, the mattress, drywall.
That is
like, what?
Crazy.
It looks so nummy. And I talk about that a lot. And people are like, you shouldn't be wanting that.
Oh God. We had a Dunkin' Donuts sketch where every holiday has a special donut. We came up one for Ash Wednesday and we made fake ashes this donut for someone to eat and like cinnamon challenge ghost.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something, but I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too. Because where you get your information matters.
Cloud I want it. Someone to send me, well, no.
You can make your own. It's like Oreos and powdered sugar.
I just want someone to like send me things that are like glass that I can like gnaw on or, I don't know, I'm like grasping this. Right
you're
now. Like,
cuddling
I'm
my
glass
mic.
Now.
No, they make stuff like, they make like edible clay specifically for pregnant people who like
want
to eat
clay. I was just telling Ben, pregnant people crave dirt.
Yes,
and I crave dirt.
Things. I can relate to that. Listen, I'm supposed to be judging you, and instead I'm relating to you. Listen, I've talked about the weird shit I did too, okay?
I just start saying all these pregnancy symptoms, like my boobs are sore. Everyone's like, no, I want to eat glass. I want to eat pavement.
So you want to eat silkworms? You want to chew on them silkworms, don't you?
Well, there's a worm inside.
Of the silk.
Right. But yeah. I'd love to eat the silk. I'd love for them to like spool it, like as it spins off, it just goes into my mouth.
Like cotton candy.
That's my dream date.
Dream date, cute. Okay. Okay.
I'm hungry for some dirt.
Oh my God, Ashley.
What did we get for lunch?
I'm going to turn into me sucking on my couch.
I'm like,
yeah, lunch is after
fully
this.
Gnawing on things, yeah.
Okay, Ashley, can you leave the house without your phone? Are you able to do that?
If I'm with Ben, I oftentimes forget my phone.
After this many years,
after 8.5 years.
Still lose yourself in those eyes.
No, I'm just very forgetful.
I get that.
But if I'm alone, yeah, I have to. It's more because I'm a woman and I'm scared all the time. Always. No,
I think that's one of the underlying things with this question is yeah. I simply can't. I have an app on my phone where if I feel like I'm in an unsafe area, yeah. Noonlight?
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, there's one where like Noonlight, it's like this app where you can press a button and press and hold until you're in a safe place and then you put your security code
in. They have that?
So if you're like in an alley and you're like pressing and holding on your screen this button, someone attacks you and you let go, a police will come immediately.
There was fully about to buy Life Alert. I was like, they don't have anything for us. I'm just about to slip and fall. Until someone comes.
Life Alert, the little walkie-talkie that detected has a just fall. Enough Wi-Fi to tell the police you fell.
Oh my God.
No, Noonlight's awesome. Like, and I think I was paying for like the premium so that it like has like, you
we should get that for free.
Agreed.
I mean.
Agreed. But I think people who pay for it, pay for the people who don't, who can't pay for it kind of thing, where it's like, I pay for extra that makes features sense. Where it's like, if I'm out on the town, yeah. I can document everything that's happening. It could be a notes app, but Noonlight, it's like, it's all for safety. So like when I was in Scotland and we were hanging out with some locals, I was writing down like everywhere we were going and stuff just in case something happened.
I like that.
But it kind of feeds into paranoia too.
Oh, for sure. I have like the Citizen app and it's like,
yeah, get that shooting. Shit out of here.
I'm like, where?
It's like, you're right, like, where? Door. Is there a video I can
in
watch?
In your house. It's so bad.
Okay. This is a fun little game for me. Okay. I'm going to pick a date, a date. And I want you to show me a photo in your camera roll from that day.
What if one of the camera now? What if it's my naked one?
Dude.
God, I haven't taken a naked one in ages.
I can't even remember.
No one wants to see that.
I can't even remember. We were yesterday.
All right, hit me.
Okay, the date is September 4th. I don't know.
What year?
2025.
Oh. Ben and I were doing karaoke.
Karaoke? Show me.
No, you want to see the video?
Music. Not the copyright of music.
They're all copyrighted, unfortunately.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's a video of Ben with our cat licking herself.
Epic.
Get a load of that.
Talk about being at home, connecting with your animals.
Animals. Which, by the way, comment down below, Ben, get Ashby a second cat.
Two cats is always really fun.
I know. As we saw one named Vegetable the other day.
Vegetable?
Vegetable. And it went like this. When it meowed, and I wanted it so bad. And then Ben said no. Classic men.
Get him!
Get him! Send hate. No.
Okay, I'm doing another. Okay, yes. I'm doing another. Do not send hate to anybody.
Don't say hate.
Let's do, okay, what time of year were you?
Oh, also, September 4th was Liza Koshy following me on TikTok.
Oh my God!
Yes!
I
made it.
Amazing.
Okay, next.
Okay, 2022. Oof. What time of year were you applying for Smosh?
I was going to say, I actually do want to pull up that email.
I'm scared.
Who sent it?
What was the
name? I know.
Name?
Let's dox this. Thank you for your interest in Smosh. We received an overwhelming response. Oh, wow. I applied like 4 times.
Oh, you really wanted the job.
I really wanted it. And I could have done it. Not as well as this, though.
I think you could.
Also, Mythical. I applied twice.
Wow. Mm. Oh, shit.
Zoinks. Okay, what was the date? 2022.
What was the month?
It was... Oh, it was 2023.
Oh, shit. Okay, go there.
It was... Cut me counting the months out on my fingers out. July. I can't remember those.
Dude, July 2023, go.
It's a picture of a table I made. And it's really bad. Because I wanted to like flip furniture for a while there.
Oh, you were amongst the furniture flippers.
Yeah, I was amongst them. I don't think they would have liked me in their community because I bought like an old IKEA table, and then I just put plaster all over it. And
yeah, I was
like,
this
is cutting edge art. And I sold it, but it was also kind of falling apart. But I had spent like $300 making it.
Oh my God.
I have to get this thing out of here. So I like glued it to hell. And I'm sure they're watching this and their table is plasterless. It's just an IKEA table underneath. They're like, oh, okay.
God.
So
guys, when you're supporting Ashby, you're taking a furniture scammer like this off the streets.
Yeah, get me off the streets, you guys. I mean, it was cute, but it was not well made.
No, I can see what you're going for. It's kind of like Spanish style.
Yeah.
Lumpy though.
Yeah, a little lumpy. Hey.
Pretty good.
What's new?
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Not my best, not my worst. Okay.
Let's do ooh, what were you doing? October 2020. Yeah. Let's get there.
I'm glad you said 2020 because I think the year after I was dressed up as a founding father.
Founding farter?
Farther. All right. I leave. And I had this hat, like a founding father hat, and I accidentally drank too much water and I filled the hat to the brim in the Uber. And it was like a
with
deep
yourself?
Colonial with my,
oh,
with the water. And I actually like haven't even like drank in that much since because it was so traumatizing.
Oh my goodness.
I filled up that hat like, wow, like George Washington would have wanted me to.
George Washington had a hat like that?
It was not accurate. What was the date?
October 13th, 2020.
Gosh, there have been so many years.
Years are crazy, isn't it? Do you know, you know how to search, right? You can like search 2020
oh,
and it'll
yeah,
take you.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. That's not what I've been doing. October 3rd?
3rd. Yeah, sure. That's the Mean Girls Day. What were you doing on October 3rd?
That's the day. Okay, this is cute and sad. So Ben and I had three bunnies. They've all since passed, very tragically. But one of them... We got off Facebook. No, I got all of them off Facebook. Yeah, I did. I bought them all off Facebook. Don't do that because you get what you pay for.
Oh.
And Posey came in a little T-Mobile bag.
Are you serious?
They handed me
a bunny in a T-Mobile paper bag?
And I was like,
bag?
Certainly that's not allowed. And it was. And he was just the cutest little thing. And so we still have the T-Mobile bag.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, look at you.
I know. We're both... Oh my God.
Serving child.
Child. It's so funny. You think you look young and then you look, you know, 2 years and you're like, oh, I did get older.
Yeah. No, you don't know until it's later.
What the hell is that about?
No, I was looking at footage of myself from a couple years ago, I think 2023. And I was like, damn, I somehow look older back then. I was unwell.
There is a different type of like, I feel like some people age well and you can tell it's like mentally they're also aging well. And then sometimes like I look back and I'm like, wow, I looked older, but I looked like I've been through it.
Yeah, like that year I was looking like how I was feeling on the inside, which was just tired and dry.
Yes. Oh, heavy on dry. Me, as a white person, I'm always dry, which I just found out is not how I'm supposed to be. Like my body, like I'm not supposed to be dry. I'm supposed
to be
like moisturized.
Like your body's supposed to be secreting?
No, like I'm supposed to be like moisturized to some extent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty dry. And
I get it. You got to lotion up every time you shower.
My old roommate had her mom like send me spices for my chicken. Because she said, I guess salt and pepper isn't enough.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that was really nice. And then like a tub of lotion because I was very dry.
God.
So I'm like, you know what?
You had a white intervention.
I had a white intervention.
Probably the best kind of one.
And it was the best kind of one. So I know how to bathe now. I know how to do everything right. And
oh my God, that's, hey, good for you.
Shout out for the Lowry's.
Amazing. Thank you for showing me those pictures. It's very vulnerable and you trusted me. So thank
course.
You. All right, what are your most used emojis, Ashby?
Oh, I love the one that's like, can I show them on my face like this?
I love that one.
With a point. Like if I see someone comment, like, I love you so much, I'll go and I'll see if they follow me. And if they don't, I'm like, follow me. To every single person that doesn't follow me.
What the hell? Yeah, they should follow you.
Yeah, right?
Speaking of emojis, we made up a game for us to play.
Another?
I know, I'm so sorry.
No, I love a good game.
But this one doesn't involve diving into your camera roll. We're calling this the emoji sound game.
Oh,
we are going
to
give emojis sounds.
Work.
I've been wanting to try this with someone. I feel like you
I'm
as a
someone.
Performer, you got this in the bag, the T-Mobile bag. With
the T-Mobile bag.
That's crazy. So we're going to show an emoji.
Yes.
You're going to tell us what you think it sounds like. And I'll maybe approve or disapprove. And
oh, I see.
Maybe I'll beat you.
Physically?
Not physically, like victorious above you.
Okay, sure. Whichever one works. Whichever one pays.
I've been doing this too long.
You can
long,
beat me.
Okay. Ready?
Mm.
The upside down smiley face.
Huh. What? No, you do it.
So well, yours was. Oh,
I'm not gonna do it again.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. Oh, she's a one-take woman. Okay.
One-take woman. I also forget what I did. Yeah.
I don't know. When I use this one, I feel like it's like,
wait, so is it what they're saying or what it implies? Because I was like, I was method, so I was him.
Oh, like you're him. Yeah. No, I think that's
you
what it is.
You want that
like,
or do you what want what it means?
Is that emoji, if that emoji embodied a sound, if a sound came from that emoji,
yeah,
what would it be? Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
Is that what I said?
Okay, Minecraft villager.
I know, that's what I was going for.
Okay. Next one. Again.
He's trying to say something like, what
muffled?
Do you know? Yeah, a little shower.
A little muffled. Yeah. I like that. You said that's like steam from the shower?
Uh-huh. Right? He's showering? Oh, please. Like, that's a hot take. What's he doing?
I thought he was like hiding behind some smoke. I don't know.
In the shower.
Is what, Mike, what do you say?
I always thought this. He's emerged from the mist. This is evil.
He's taking a bubble bath. Thank you.
Shower.
Thank you, ally.
See, I see someone who's hiding behind their feelings, and then the noise I make is, oh.
Oh. I think we're projecting.
Maybe. You're right. This is like that one test where they show the ink splatter test.
Me, I'm taking a bath.
I'm hiding. Okay.
Oh, I do this one a lot because it like Gen Z-ifies
it
whatever
embellishes
I'm doing.
A word or something. Yeah.
Oh, I can hear it in my head. Listen. It's like the sparkle sound. Can you add the sparkles? Okay, ready? Can you guys play the sparkle sound over it?
You giving my editors work?
You can hear.
That's awesome. I hear like.
It's my turn.
This is just what you were doing.
But worse. I was so mean to Shane the other day, by the way.
No, I cannot wait for the world to see.
I think everyone was so excited for me to be like so nice and stuff. And then I just bullied all of you.
No, it was perfect.
That's what happened.
We need people to keep Smosh folks on their toes because we are a vacuum.
No, I love like, that they're humble, yeah.
It's like that family that lives on a big old farm and they just spend too much time together. And you're like,
oh,
and they're
like the little compounds they have now.
It's like, well, they just like, we have our poop knife. And you're like, what?
Knife. Wow, that's crazy. I've kind of wanted to try one of those. I've tried the funnel.
The funnel. The
we were just on the same
funnel.
Page. Yeah.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I've never tried one either.
If I were a man.
Oh. The shaking guy.
Can everyone close their eyes?
Yeah. Whoa! Literally.
I just didn't want to shake. To get it, I had to shake, and I didn't want people to
That's okay.
Shake.
It's like.
You see what I mean?
And I was doing this,
like,
too,
watching you shake, I'm glad I had people close their eyes.
I was trying to like brace myself in my head.
Whoa. Did you use that thing with your glasses? It was like,
yes.
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
Yeah, you would do that thing and you'd say earthquake. I don't know. All right, whatever. Screw you guys. I'm out of here.
Oh,
we
walk out. We have another
Okay, wait.
Okay, we had the monkey covering the eyes.
Monkey covering eyes emoji. Thanks.
I don't know what you mean.
The lisp in there, I'm sorry.
That was good. Okay, the side eye. I hear the blinking sound.
Ew. That was good. But he's not blinking.
You're right.
I think it'd be like.
Whoa. That's how eyes sound when they look around.
That's my sound.
That
you
was
hear
awesome.
Your eyes moving around? Oh.
How my eyes.
God.
All right, Ashby, what was your most recent Google search? And why is it, is this going to make me die?
Yeah, is that. Let's see. It actually probably was that. Let's see. How do I go to my history? I'm like, whoa. Why do expectant mothers crave soil? I'm not even joking. On the way here, we were talking about that.
Whoa.
Why pica do cravings. Expectant what is pica? Crave- why do I want to eat dirt?
What is pica?
Morgan Freeman age.
You are running wild on the browser.
Yep.
Okay.
It's bad.
Ashby, I've concluded, based on your internet, your digital footprint, you're wandering around on these on these websites.
I actually probably shouldn't be
getting
on
these. Ashby, I fear you're not allowed online.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you fully.
But also because I think you're meant for bigger things.
Oh.
So it's so we're gonna get you off. Stop scamming people with furniture.
Yeah, sorry about that. By the way,
stop cutting holes in basketballs.
Yeah,
and let's get you on the big screen. There.
Yeah, let's make me a little more money so I can go bigger, huh?
Yeah, and on the big screen, not the iPad.
Not the iPad.
We're talking about the silver
projector.
Screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry you're not allowed.
All right,
and
that's fine. That's
it cool. Looks like our spring in our couch isn't working right now, so you're going to live, so that's fine.
Loved remember that performance.
Me
next time. This was such a joy.
This was awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Hey, I'm on call pretty much, so just say the word.
Yes, we've got a light now that we shine, and it's just the Lorax mustache in the sky.
It just calls me home.
She comes running.
She's a-coming.
She's coming.
Let's know.
What else is going on? You have stuff happening. By the time this video comes out, which is December 31st.
That's far away.
That is 3 years
from now. I had so many people, when they figured out I was going to be on Smosh, like, oh my God, yes, I can't wait for 2 years from now.
So fair. Unfortunately, yes.
Smosh is like the biggest thing right now that's happening. And I'd love it to keep happening. Mm. And other than that, I'm doing a couple more red carpet interviews. Which is so scary. If you see me on the red carpet, I'm shitting myself. And I've already pissed, but I am also then shitting myself. And auditioning, doing the whole thing.
You want to try it all, right?
I want to try it all. Say that I tried it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when you see Ashby's sponsored posts, even though you shouldn't be allowed online, you got those. Those are already pre-planned.
Right.
You got to get those in. Show some support. But also show Ashby some love online and incredible. Check her out if you haven't seen her. She's amazing, very funny, very silly, and also just a very great influence on the young minds of the internet as well.
We'll see.
Tell me really fast, what's one New Year's resolution that you have for 2026?
To do the splits. Do you want to show you?
You're already close?
No. I want to come back in a year and then to show you my splits.
Progress.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh, not bad. Not bad.
Right?
Okay, so we're going to clip this and then a year from now, this will be our Billie Eilish every year, except for it's you doing the splits. Okay, you're basically there, just saying. Okay, 2026 is here, guys. Okay. Wow. Ashby, thanks so much for hanging out with me.
I'll see you guys next year.
Sharing so much about you and just love getting to know you.
I love it here.
Being silly with you.
Look at us.
And thank you guys, everybody who's been hanging out with us today. I hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it.
Mm.
You're allowed to love yourself. Love you. Goodbye.